roommates.
Why was I just about to say the same thing? You stepped, damn it, you stepped on my light. Hi, welcome to Connecting with Your Higher Self. I'm Chris. You stepped on my entrance, man.
And I'm Alicia.
Alright, don't talk like that the whole time.
Okay.
Alright, hold on. I gotta change her to the English setting. Hold on. Psh, psh, psh. There you go.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Damn it. Alright, one back. Alright, you should be good now.
What's up, guys?
There we go. Welcome back to another... Why are you laughing?
I'm sorry. I couldn't keep a straight face.
But we're not even on camcorder.
I know. That was all unscripted, by the way.
Facts. We're like legends. How y'all doing? Long time no see.
No here. I think that's what you mean.
So, why'd you yawn? Now I'm gonna.
I'm sorry. Hey, did we guys make you guys yawn? Because that would be cool.
Let us know in the comments. Yo, so we've been watching like wrestling recently, right? Or we've been watching wrestling, but we've been watching it more as of recently. And we used to watch this show called Miz and Mrs. So Hulu and WWE are coming out with the black version called Love and WWE. That's basically what it is.
You can't call it the black version.
Well, Miz and Mrs. came first.
All right, Miz and Mrs. happened to be white. Well, and they were French. Two WWE stars who are married. And now Love and WWE...
Which needs a better name.
Happens to be black, and they are two married WWE stars.
But honestly, bro, like, now that we're talking about this, I feel like Bianca and Montez, those are the two people from Love and WWE, I feel like they love each other more, like, they have more genuine love than Miz and Maryse. You know why I think
that? You can't say that, baby.
What? Bro, in Miz and Mrs., Maryse literally spends God knows how much money and then plays it off as comical when she tells her husband at the end of the episode. Like, she, remember?
That doesn't mean that they love them more than them.
I mean, I don't know. I just think there's more genuine love with Bianca and Montez. Me, personally. What you think?
Well, I think that you can't tell anything because it's a reality TV show. And you don't know that person personally.
Person personally?
You know. So, yeah. Are you going to light a candle? Or is that what you're just going to do?
Oh, my gosh. Give me the can. Give it to me.
Give it to me.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to
me. So,
whoa.
Can you not break my candle?
Technically, I didn't break it.
That's why I asked, can you not?
So, y'all.
Thank you.
I'm going to put it on my side. I mean, if you want to put it on your side, here.
Just go.
So, what's this?
That's a cap to it.
The cap to it?
Yeah.
So, I have something we could talk about.
I thought you wanted to talk about VD.
I thought you did want to talk about that, because I was going to do hashtag boycott Bonnie. Hashtag boycott Bonnie.
First of all, we're talking about Vampire Diaries.
Spoiler alert for if you haven't seen it.
Second of all, he doesn't like Bonnie for no entire reason at all.
I just don't like that she's black. I'm joking. What, bro? I'm literally the only
black person on the show.
I'm joking.
And of course he doesn't like the only black person on the show.
Yo, am I fucking speaking? I'm joking.
But you don't like her and she's black. Oh. So, why?
I hate her, actually. And yes, she is black.
You didn't... You're back to...
Actually, no. All right. I used to hate her. I used to hate her fucking guts. But now I just strongly dislike her.
Okay. That's progress.
That is progress. And you know what? Maybe by season 8, I'll dislike her. Dropped it strongly. It's just, I think... first of all, Bonnie has a habit of not telling people shit that they should know. And I find that stupid. Because that could very, very, very well be putting God knows whose life in danger, which it has on multiple occasions, i.e. every episode she does that in. Remember when she was dead and she had Jeremy... spoiler alert. Remember when she was dead and she had Jeremy, like, text, like, email everybody, like, hey, say this and say that. Like, that shit would have been weird, bro. Then she got mad when, I think Damon was the first person that he told. And then she was like, no, Jeremy, no. Like, what do you mean no? No, seriously, how long did you actually think you could keep this up? Like, what? And what, you was worried because you didn't want to hurt them? Bullshit. You was worried because you didn't want to hurt Elena, that fucking bitch. Oh, don't even get me started on Elena. Don't even get me started on Elena Gilbert.
Can I go now?
It's your world, girl.
All right. Yes, those things that Bonnie did is annoying. That doesn't mean that she's an unlikable person. There's a lot of things that each person in the series does that is very annoying.
Okay.
And this is one thing. Caroline used to be a... Exactly.
Yeah. Did she used to wear glasses or am I tripping?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you're thinking about My Babysitter's a Vampire.
Get out of my head! I was like, yo, before she, like, was that Erica? Like, because she wore glasses, Erica. And she was nerdy, and she was obsessed with that shit. Then she became a vampire and, like, a whole 180 turn, bro. So.
Yeah. Caroline was just a crazy...
Crazy?
The B word.
Oh, crazy bitch.
I was hoping for you to just say it, but it didn't come out.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was like,
Damon's puppet.
Well, that she couldn't control. Yo. She was just like, she was just annoying. Like, how does she have these friends? You could tell Bonnie and Elena didn't really mess with her as much. I swear they getting closer when she became a vampire.
I low-key peeped that, too.
Because it was really Bonnie and Elena, and Caroline was just there. That girl at school.
That girl at school?
Who was cool. But apparently they've all been friends since, like...
Yeah, for God knows ever. How long. That's because Caroline keeps getting kidnapped and tortured, and they kept having to save her. So it was like, oh, Caroline, you're my best friend.
Caroline does get...
She got better, bro. She
kidnapped a lot, though.
Like, I don't understand why. And you know what? I'm with Caroline and Klaus. I support that. I feel like they are the perfect couple. Like, I really do. I feel like...
Perfect couple?
Perfect couple, bro. Anybody who fucks in the woods... Caroline's fucked in the woods a lot. Like, if you look back at it, it's like...
She's had some makeout sessions in the woods a lot. I know she did it with Tyler, but I don't think she did it with Matt. I think they just made up.
Bro, in broad daylight. And literally,
in broad daylight.
Anybody could just be jogging through the woods and just see, like, what, bro? What else about Vampire Diaries?
What if Klaus and Caroline?
What if? That's a good one. What if Klaus and Caroline? I feel like Caroline would be in the originals and everything would be all good. What if... Oh, here's one for you. What if Elena died, like, one of the millions of times she was supposed to? Would that improve the show or not? Because if you think about it, everybody literally almost gets killed, or everybody, like, gets kidnapped and tortured, all that bullshit, because for some reason or another, whoever the big bad is of that season needs Elena.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now if she died, then...
After we celebrate.
Then, who knows? Like, would Damon and Stefan... Well, I know Stefan would still be friends with everybody there. But would Damon even be there?
They would be... Like Stefan would be in the friend group, and Damon would just be, like, that brother. Like, you go over their house, and their weird older brother is, like, there.
So you think he'll still be in Mystic Falls?
Honestly, bro, I think so. I think, like, it depends on what was happening. Like, say Stefan was in his Ripper phase. Like, I feel like Damon would stay. I feel like Damon would stay for Stefan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I feel like, yeah, actually, no, I do feel like he would stay solely for Stefan. Stefon.
Yeah. Honestly, it depends on what mood Damon's in.
Literally, Damon being in a good mood or bad mood could literally be the difference between life and death. Like, I'm not even joking.
Yeah. He probably will cut off his humanity if she died, though.
Yeah, Damon got that bullshit. I think Elena, for like longtime listeners, y'all know how much I loathe Serena Vanderwoodson. Elena is like right next door to her as far as hated characters, and that says a lot. I don't think I've ever physically hated a character, and I've seen a lot of shows and movies. I've never physically hated characters like I do them. Like, if they had their own spinoff, it would last like maybe half an episode. Like,
wow.
Bro, because they're literally the same person minus the vampire aspect. Like, I'm so serious.
See, me, I don't like Serena Vanderwoodson or Elena, but I think Serena Vanderwoodson is by far worse than Elena. Serena is just a backstabbing whore, attention-seeking slut.
And for the sake of her being the main character, Elena has purpose, in big quotation marks.
And I feel like if Elena wasn't a doppelganger,
she would have been dead. Or,
no, if she wasn't a doppelganger, this show would not be revolving around her. Stefan would not have even
fell in love with her.
Yep. Like, or he would have never even saved her or her family. For real. She could have been checked. And this thing could have been revolving around Bonnie. Could have been revolving around Jeremy?
You know what? I would, yeah, yeah, okay.
Like, main character-wise, it could have went with Bonnie. I feel like Bonnie's the real main character.
That's a wild statement to make, since she's just like everybody's get-out-of-hell-free card.
That's literally... What do you mean by that?
Literally what I mean is, when she was a witch, she wasn't important to the plot unless it directly had to do with her, which it really didn't, or that they needed her to do a spell. Like, she was literally... If they had another witch, like, they, like...
Yeah, even? They did do her wrong.
So many, but, like...
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, they needed her when it's like, oh, I need a locator spell. Oh, I need this.
I need you to trap them.
I need your help, because at the end of the day, nothing can be done without a witch in that show.
Yeah, and then Elena pulled her chain, and she came running to Elena like everybody else in that show does. That's honestly my big thing with Vampire. Like, when we first started watching it, we were watching it back to back to back to back. But over the time, like, we're almost done season 5, and I'm just like, yo, I need like 4 episodes a day, like 2 in the morning, 2 at night, because it really bothers me that everything centers around Elena. And before all you non-writers comment like, bruh, she's like the fucking main character, bruh, what do you expect the story not to revolve around her? First of all, fuck you. Second of all, fuck your mom. Third of all, yeah, I get that she's the main character. I do. However, the way, before she was a vampire, the way that she was written was like a helpless damsel in distress who always caused further problems. Because how many times have you heard, Elena, stay here. Elena, don't do this.
But
Elena,
it's my brother. I can't sit here and do nothing. I gotta do something.
No.
You're gonna die.
No, you fucking don't. You know why? Because we're vampires and you're not. We don't die. You do. So keep your ass here and we'll go save them. You trust Stefan and Damon enough to fuck them. But that's just my two cents. It's just like, I'm telling you, she's like a poor Serena. Like, literally. And you know what? Props to the actress, Nia Dobrev. My apologies if I butchered that. But props to her. Because I love the character of Catherine. Love the character. She is a bitch. She is damn near the female Damon with no humanity. And her humanity switch ain't even off. She literally, because she knows what she is and she sticks by that. I'm Catherine Pierce. I survive. Even if that means I gotta backstab anybody, manipulate anybody, gaslight anybody, this is who I am. And she says that repeatedly. And I respect that. Elena is a fucking bitch who always gets in everybody's way and is solely important because she's the main character. That's literally the only purpose. And she never owns up to that. And I really hate, and I know I've said this already, but how everybody bends over backwards twice just to either please Elena, keep Elena happy, or to save Elena's life. What kind of friend is that? Go ahead, you got it.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I don't think, like, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that also agree with you as well. Because it's clear, it's obvious. I even, when I first watched it, I was like, I need to take a break. I'm tired of Elena. Like, so I know what you mean. I just don't feel things as much as you feel things. But I know exactly what you mean. Like, I definitely took a break. But we're only on the fifth season, so he hasn't seen it all, if you guys are watching this. But, yeah, some things, like, it's not over yet. But Bonnie's really my baby. And it really hurts my heart that he can't love her the way that I do.
This woman...
But it's okay.
This woman complained to me for hours on end one night about how I don't like Bonnie. And it's like, I don't like Bonnie.
It just doesn't make sense to me as to why he doesn't like her. See, the first reason was like, oh, because she didn't accept Damon or Caroline or anything like that. But you got to think about it in a human, I know she's a witch, but like in a human point of view, if like all your friends and her grams just died trying to do this thing for the vampires. But yeah, all your friends are like turning, okay, she wants to be sleeping with a vampire. That's compromising what she believes in. He literally kills people for a living. He's killed people to live. Like, you know, he has a brother who goes to all these limbs, and now Caroline's going to have to go through that. Like, you got to understand that, like, that's a lot to adjust to. And even then, she's adjusting. I mean, like, even now, she's adjusting and everything. But after her Grimms died, she basically looked like she tried to open a tomb that Catherine wasn't even in, and she died for nothing.
That's... I'm so glad you brought that up, because I was going to circle back to that. Now, why was her Grams in the tomb?
Because if Bonnie did it, Bonnie would have died.
Okay.
Bonnie didn't have the strength to do it.
My point exactly. So, why did Bonnie do it?
Because Damon... No, it's because Stefan went in, and once you go in, you can't go back out.
Mm-hmm.
So, she wanted to save him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but, you know, the real reason was because of Damon, and he wouldn't have stopped until he got Woody.
But she wanted to save Stefan. Did she want to save Stefan, or did Elena want to save Stefan? You'll see where I'm going with this.
I don't know if she had a relationship with him at the time.
She did not.
So it was for Elena.
Yeah, so Bonnie is... the one person, other than Damon and Stefan, Bonnie is the only other person who will literally move heaven and earth twice.
What do you mean? It's everybody on the show.
Exactly, but to go to those lengths, like the lengths those three had went to, Damon I get because he's in love with her. Stefan I get because he's in love with her. Bonnie, like at some point, what point do you just say to your friend, yo, I'm done saving your fucking life. You understand I'm doing this every episode?
Babe, I need you to understand that it's not just them two and or Bonnie.
But no one else goes to those lengths.
It's also Caroline. It's also Jeremy. It's also Tyler. It's also Matt.
You can't even count Matt in that.
Matt didn't feed his blood to her because he felt like he was the reason that she turned her into a vampire. And now he's a human blood bag and almost died. Now he has to wear a ring.
I meant
because every now and then he dies.
Yeah, that's wild, bro.
Like
move
not out. To mention, like, okay, Tyler. Yeah, Tyler's not in there enough. But you know he was still, like, he's on go if need be. And then Caroline, you saw what Caroline was willing to do for Stefan. Just imagine if that was Elena.
Bro, you know what? Stefan has a better relationship with Caroline than Elena does. Because how I see it, like...
I can agree with that.
It's just like Caroline. You know what? Here's what. If it's Caroline and Elena talking, you'll solely hear about Elena's problems. If it's Caroline and Stefan talking, they'll both share each other's problems and, like, talk each other through it. But, you know what? Not even just with Caroline. With everybody, bro. It's like, what's wrong, Elena? How can we help you, Elena? And do not even say, not you, them. Oh, she's the main character, bro. I understand she's the main character. So a majority, if not all of the storylines revolve around her. But that doesn't mean they have to. That's why you spend time building characters. So you can have an episode like the originals and be 100% invested. They wrote Klaus perfectly. I was 100% invested in that episode. It's just bad writing. And you know what? I am giving Bonnie a chance. So I don't like her. I don't. There's no neutral feeling. I dislike her. I'll leave it at that. If she improves in my eyes, cool. But it's just right now. It went from a hate to a dislike. Like, I could do without that character. Babe, take what you can get.
I know. I'm just saying, I do understand, like, her, like, trying to hide her death and not, like, facing the reality and letting everybody know. That is annoying. Wild, and that bro. Is, like, that's kind of like what they did to Matt with Vicky. Like, that's crazy to me, honestly. Like, just let them know. Yeah, but,
like, bro.
The whole thing with a, but what you were saying about Elena and everything evolving around her.
Literally.
Yeah. All I can say is, yeah. Like, because it is annoying. It is, like, can anything else happen other than her? Like, let me say this. I like Damon's and Elena relationship.
I hate
it. It took me... When it first started, it took me a while to even accept and or like and get used to. But I was like, okay, I like it.
I hate it because of the way it was obtained. And Elena's a fucking whore. Literally, Damon's like one of, if not my favorite character. And it's like, that shit really like put me off of Damon. Like
him dating her because of Stefan?
Bro, because like, first of all, we spent... The first three seasons, like, literally invested in this relationship, watching him risk his life, like, to save her, watching, like, their love story. And it's like, yeah, y'all broke up. It's like, what, with his brother? Like, and on top of that, like, yeah, they all might be cool with it, but it's like, that's weird to me, bro. Like, that's really fucking weird. And it's just like, Damon, like, he's admitted that he's bad for her. And I guess vampire Elena is the perfect match for Damon and human Elena is the perfect match for Stefan. It's just, I don't like how that relationship was obtained. I don't. I feel like they did Stefan dirty. And like, remember when he was drowning and he kept dying and drowning and dying and drowning and dying and all that bullshit? Like,
and they were having a summer of their lives.
Yeah, bro. It's like, yo. And then why are you fucking his brother still worried about where he is?
I understand what you're saying, but I think because it's a TV show, I'm okay with it.
Wow.
I mean, you gotta think about it. TV shows nowadays, everybody in the friend group has at least had sex or kissed once.
Yeah, that's not realistic, writers.
I know, but it's a show.
I'm talking to the writers out there. That's not realistic at all.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, it's not... Yeah. Yo, everybody out there... How, like, someone you used to sleep with, how often do you talk to them? Yeah, you hear that silence? Nobody. Like, that's not, and for them all to be friends, like, how in the hell are, who slept together in that damn show? I know Tyler slept with Caroline. Did Matt sleep with Caroline?
Matt and Caroline.
Did they sleep together or did they just date?
I believe they did. Yeah, they slept together. Matt, Tyler,
Elena, Matt and Elena, Stefan and Elena,
Matt and Elena,
Damon and Elena,
Stefan and Elena, Damon and Elena, and then just Bonnie and Jeremy. But ain't nobody do it with him.
I will say this: I love Bonnie and Jeremy's relationship. I do love that.
I don't know. Jeremy been a little bit weird lately.
Here we fucking go.
He has been. You can't. I'm sorry. After he cheated on me with a dead girl, I'm done.
A dead girl. Like, wow.
Like,
but I'm not saying I would never, but I kind of understand because they never had a proper, they never had a goodbye. She like just died, so those feelings like rushed in for both. Well, for him, most for him, because he was still human like then, and it was just like over. Like he was overcome with emotion. Not saying what he did was wrong. Not saying he's not a piece of shit for it, but it's like it's understandable and kind. You can kind of sympathize with what happened there. And he did he tell Bon? Did he tell Bonnie?
No, Elena told him.
Oh, that bitch.
No, or Caroline told him. Because Elena caught them kissing, remember?
Right.
And she was like, wait, why can't I see you? And da-da-da-da. And then I think Caroline told her because Elena told her. Either Elena or Caroline told her. But it did not come from Jeremy. And then before you know it, I do like how they built it back when she, like, was dying and everything and he was there. And, like, how it was like, I don't know what I was thinking. Can't live without you, da-da-da-da. But, yeah, I did like their relationship. I do. Let me stop saying it like it's not there anymore. I do like their relationship. But, yeah. What you think about, what do you think about, I think you kind of already answered this, but Caroline and Stefan's friendship.
I love their friendship. Caroline and Stefan's friendship is honestly the best relationship, and I mean like any type of relationship in that whole show, bro. Because you don't get the vibe that, oh shit, Caroline and Stefan, they're alone, they're about to fuck. You get the vibe like, this is my friend, like, this is my brother, sled, this is my sister, like, this person. Like, with them, I just get like, it's like a calm, it's like a calming vibe because of how comfortable they are with each other to help each other through everything. Because when she first became a vampire, who was there?
Yep.
Stefan.
Yep.
And when he went off the deep end, who was there for him other than Damon? Caroline. Mm-hmm. It's like they're like this, and I fuck with that. And I love that they're not making sexual tension there. And the fact that they like talk to each other like best friends, like siblings. Like they make fun of who the other one sleeps with. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, so I'm glad there's no like sexual relationship there. I love their friendship. It's genuine. It's like how, like, if you have a female best friend or a male best friend, is literally how, like, that would be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. I like it a lot, too. And I think he deserves it instead of just having
Elena string him alone and risk his fucking life.
I don't know how he can be. One thing about Vampire Diaries, I don't know how he can be friends with Elena. I mean, I guess he's not in love with her anymore, but I don't know how he can be. Like, when he was helping her study and everything. Like, I don't know how that was, like, a thing. I don't know. But, yeah. We also started watching episodes of The Office.
Yo, The Office has literally got to be one of the funniest shows in history. Michael Scott is, like, one of the top 100 characters. He has to be, bro.
He's hilarious. I gotta rewatch it. Start from finish.
Okay.
I do.
Oh, we went to my aunt's party this weekend. Or this past weekend.
Yes. She turned 70 years old.
Yeah.
What a time to be alive.
Me and my bro Shannon, shout out Scrap, we got hired to like film it, basically take pictures, the whole nine.
Yeah, tell them about your film company.
Oh, Project Insomnia. Me and my bro Shannon, we do music videos, we do promotional videos, short films, mini series, the whole shebang. So check us out.
Well, y'all gotta create a mission statement.
A mission statement.
Yeah.
Like a vision board?
No, like a... We're a company that...
Okay. Because I was like, a mission statement.
I don't know where you got vision board from that, but...
Because when you said mission statement, like, basically writing out your plan, like, kind of manifesting it. Like, this is our mission, and I'm stating it.
That is not what mission statement means.
My fault, bro. I ain't know.
So you know what I mean when I say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
What we pitch. Hi, my name is Chris.
And basically what you offer, we'll talk about it later.
Yeah. What's another show that we watched? Have we ever talked about Craig of the Creek on here?
Yeah, we have. When we first started watching it.
That movie just came out, like a prequel, like when he first got to the creek and everything.
Before the Creek, isn't that what
it's
called?
Craig Before the Creek.
Okay, yeah.
I fuck with that movie, bro.
It was nice, yeah.
Bro. First of all, these are kids. I want to know what the reality looked like. If you watch Craig of the Creek, the fucking flood and the pirate ship and all, and like them in the Wishmaker. I'm like,
what? I think it just happened to rain that day.
Like,
but maybe the Wishmaker thing had to be like, cause you can't.
No,
they can't. I don't know. Yeah.
Like, and what we mean is like, they'll show, like, you know how a cartoon is, so they'll show, like, some abnormal shit, and then, but with Craig of the Creek, they cut to reality, and it looks like just a bunch of kids playing, like...
Like, say they were jumping off a cliff.
And it looked like they was doing some superhero shit.
But it was really just a jump off a step.
Like,
you know,
literally.
It wasn't that high, or that big.
Remember when they was driving JP around, because, like, he turned into a Jeep?
Yeah.
And they cut, it was just them on his body.
But he was,
yeah, well, that shit was funny.
Running on his back. It was hilarious. I wish they did more of that in the movie one, because like, there was a lot of scenes where I'm like, where even are they?
I think they just had to make it serious because of the stakes or whatever.
I guess. But it was cool seeing everybody younger and they looked different, because it was like 2 years before Craig of the Creek, right? 2 or 3 years?
Yeah, 3, I think.
Yeah, so everybody had different hairstyles and stuff. It was hilarious.
Oh, I got something. So, all right, yeah, they got all that.
Hopefully you guys didn't hear that. If you did, it's a part of life.
So, we had just watched the last half of the Women's Royal Rumble the other night. And Jade Cargill
made her debut.
That shit was fucking wild. She had this one elimination where she picked up, I think it was Becky Lynch, and she had used Becky Lynch's legs to eliminate Naomi, and then she eliminated Becky Lynch. It was like,
I think it was the other way around. Yeah, she used Naomi's legs to
eliminate Becky Lynch. Okay.
And then boom. It was a 2-for-1 special. My mouth dropped when I saw it.
Like, and then she picked up Nia Jax, flexed, and slammed her.
Because Nia was dominating the whole time. And as soon as she came in, she's like, yeah, I'm here now.
And then she eliminated her.
Yeah, in like 2 seconds. She big.
Yo, like she picked her up and then threw her over the top rope. So Bianca Belair, if you know her, you know her. She's this wrestler that has like a long braid, that like that's her signature look.
Yeah.
And there was like this one wrestler, I forgot her name. I think it was Tiffany Stratton, I believe. And she was like about to get eliminated, so she grabbed onto to Bianca's hair. Bianca's holding on to the ropes, but the Tiffany is literally holding on to the braid and using like the state, like the ring itself, for leverage to like try and pull herself up, bro.
Yeah, I know her head was hurting.
Like, bro? Like, that's like the dangers of having that shit, bro.
Head was hurting. I was thinking like, it would have been cool if they did like she was holding on to her braid and she took off her braid, like if it was like a clip she could just take off, or no. I wouldn't want it to fall off because that's kind of embarrassing. Yeah, it would be better if she took it off or maybe had like some scissors or something. I don't know.
Scissors is crazy.
And then like got back in. But of course, Bayley just pushed them both out. And I'm like, you know what? Forget you, Bayley.
Royal Rumble spoiler. If you're a wrestling fan, you've heard it by now. Bayley won the Royal Rumble and my wife doesn't like that.
I don't like Bayley.
Why don't you like Bayley?
Well, when I play her in WWE, she's good for no reason.
Yeah, her finisher in the game version that we have is really stupid.
And I just don't know. I don't see the hype. I don't see the.
She was like,
I don't see how good she is. It just gives. They wanted her to win, so she won.
She was arguably the biggest face in NXT history. NXT is like the before you get to WWE. She was popular, bro. Like, that's the hype.
Yeah, I guess.
Her gimmick was like crazy though.
Like teddy bears and stuff.
It was like she's a hugger. Like all she wants to do is hug.
What?
Yeah. Like she's a hugger.
What's her gimmick now?
She's a heel and she's in this group called Damage Control, and her gimmick is that she's a badass. You see, she came to the ring and did an evil laugh on one of the last videos we watched.
Sorry. Hey,
what's your problem? What's your problem, eh? Why'd you do that?
Excuse me. You sounded like
Chewbacca. I've heard that so much before.
Chewy.
That's actually a hidden talent I have.
You can make the noise.
Yeah. I can only do it when I yawn, and it's like every now and then.
Oh, I was about to say do it now.
Oh, I gotta yawn. Yeah.
Do Grandmaster Yoda's voice.
Do or do not. There is no try. Patience, Skywalker. No, there is another. Wait, that's not a good one. Actually, what's something Yoda would say?
Patience, Padawan. I don't know. What is something he says?
Patience, Padawan. Hate leads to anger. Anger leads to fear. Fear leads to suffering. Who else can I do? I can kind of do C-3PO.
How?
Good heavens. R2, where are you going? Oh, dear. Master Luke is going to hear about this. My voice just ain't. I could do it like flawlessly when I was younger, when I had no Adam's apple, but now.
I had no Adam's apple. You still had an Adam's apple, just didn't drop to the.
Like my fucking balls.
Did you know girls have Adam's apple too? They're just not as deep.
How many times are you going to tell me this? I swear.
Until you believe me.
I mean.
Girls still have Adam's apples.
If I chop you in the neck, I'm pretty sure you'll be like, what the hell is wrong with you?
It's right here. It's just not as deep.
That's what she said.
And it doesn't like feel this, baby.
That's what she said.
Wait, right there. You hear that baritone?
That what?
That baritone. Here.
Yeah. I'm ticklish.
I'm not tickling you. Lift up your talk.
Do or do not. There is no try. It's like no.
Yeah. Some people have Adam's apples that it like sticks out, and some people don't.
Yo, when I be seeing like people that have that Adam's apple stick out, I just like, oh my god. If someone wanted to come up and just punch you right in that shit, good god.
That's a good way to fight off your attacker, ladies, if they're male. Hit them in the Adam's apple, get them in the eye, and run. Ugh. Oh, and a good kick to the nuts.
The nuts.
Or knee. Okay, so here's what you're going to do. You're going to hit the Adam apple, knee the nuts, get him, poke him in the eye. That's with no weapons involved. If you have weapons, you can use them. But the Adam's apple is always a good. Once you get that, you're good. With all your might, kapow.
Kapow.
But yeah.
Not you teaching self-defense classes.
That's funny.
I really don't like Elena.
I'm crying. He thinks about her for...
She lives in my mind rent-free, bro. Reason. Like, I'd wake up in fucking cold sweats, like, thinking, like, yo, if I had a fucking steak... Fuck all that talking shit, bro. I can't... Bro, every time Elena's about to die, someone saves her.
All he says is, do it! Do it! Stop talking about it! Do it!
Because, bro, every time she's about to fucking check, whoever's about to kill her gotta give some fucking opening speech like, oh, Elena, well, did you think you could stop me? Well, no. I stopped you. And now I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna do it now. Here I go. Before anybody saves you. And then here comes Stefan and Damon or Caroline or anybody with vampire speed. And that shit blows, bro. Bro, sneak up behind that bitch. Go home. By the time Damon and Stefan get there, I'm gone, bro. The fuck?
You know if she dies, then there's going to be a... It ain't going to be that quick. It's going to be like... Oh, no, she's dying.
Like... And they killed off Catherine.
She didn't need to be alive anymore.
You don't like Catherine.
I'm just saying she didn't need to be... Bro, she has manipulated every single person on Earth, including her daughter. Her own daughter.
Well, you know that about the character. So she don't need to hide who she is.
That's true. Then that's why I like Damon for real. And that's why I started, like... I'll tell you when prior around the seasons where I stopped liking Stefan. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. That's true and all, but at the point in time, it just gets annoying and it's like, okay, you need to die.
I'm crying.
You need to get out of our lives. Like, it's time for you to go.
Get out right now.
And she did just mess up everything. And she's just like... She wanted to be Elena so bad that she literally was her and was okay just because she wanted to have Stefan. Not even love her for her, but to love her because he thinks she's somebody else. Like,
yeah, that is
sad. That is pathetic. That is sad. It is get a life. It is...
Get a life.
If I was her and I'm like, okay, I'm alive, run away, bro. Like, what are you still doing there?
She's been running for 500 years.
All you, even if you didn't run away and, like, you could have sent a quick text, like, I'm going out of town, whatever. Get rid of your phone. Go to Puerto Rico. Never go back. Like, I don't know, girl. It gave desperate. It gave get a life. It gave you're not even here for your daughter, and she's the one who even gave you this idea at all.
Facts.
Her daughter deserved way more.
I still like Catherine better than Elena.
I think we all do. But, like, there comes a point in time where Catherine gotta go. Like, she was cool in the beginning, like, cool in her way. But it's like, get a life, you know? Like, literally get a life. Like, you don't have a life outside of Stefan. And yeah, it's sad. And it shows, like, literally. Yeah, and I would have just passed on at that point. You're doing too much.
Like,
you are doing too much.
Like, what are you doing? That's hilarious.
Ugh. Yeah. Not to mention her friends. I feel like that's one unrealistic thing about the show.
What?
How it took them, what, a week or two to figure out that that wasn't Elena?
But...
Bro, everything she said, when it goes down to how she said it, what she was doing, y'all didn't notice that? Like, I know that they all believe that she was dead, but y'all could have at least noticed that something was off. And when you knew Matt was being compelled by Nadia, put two and two together faster. Faster, Stefan. Faster, Damon. Faster, Caroline. Like, I'm sorry.
But when Catherine figured out they knew, it took her, what, all of 2 to 3 minutes?
Seriously. Like, I need y'all to be better.
Because she was smart about it. Like, she called, like, she called Damon and took the bait right out of him.
Yep. Excuse me. Yep. And that was sad.
I can't believe they fell for that.
Fell for what?
Fuck.
Like, her being Elena?
It was something that she did as a woman.
Well, she did a lot.
I know. I can't think of it. It'll come to me.
But yeah, that was stupid. And then she's the reason that Tyler knew about Caroline and Klaus.
Bro, like, that's when you should have knew right there. When has Elena ever showed interest in anybody else's life?
No, she would not have reacted like that. I just know that as a fact. How was it?
She'd be like, Caroline, what the hell is wrong with you? He tried to kill me.
I don't even think she would be like that. I mean, like, she would have a hint of judgment, but I don't think she would, like, do it right then and there at the party.
That bitch has no room to judge anybody ever. Like, Stefan just had to save Elena. He couldn't have saved her pops. He probably would have ended up killing her, but still. What's worse than being with Elena? I know, right?
The whole Augustine thing, that was crazy. And the fact that her dad was a part of that. Honestly, her whole family, like, all the Gilberts were, like, vampire hunters or knew about vampires and
That's why Jeremy was a hunt, like a prompt, like a one of the hunters. Because he was like a true blood Gilbert.
Yeah, and Elena is a...
She's adopted.
Is adopted. Oh, remember Isabel?
Her mom?
Yeah, didn't that feel like so long ago?
Yeah.
Didn't she die?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Klaus killed her. He compelled her to take off her necklace.
Oh, yeah.
And then she burst into flames right in front of her daughter. Elena just probably needs therapy.
Elena has literally nobody.
That's her own fault.
Except for Jeremy.
All of it is her fault.
But relatable.
It's all her fault.
How is it?
Ask me. How I'm ready is for
her?
This.
All right. How is her birth parents her fault?
She went to the party.
She went to the party.
Yeah.
No, her birth parents.
All right, so that's her foster parents. So her mom is that.
Not her foster, her adopted.
Well, yeah, I don't know for them, but they're her fault too.
Yeah. Birth parents are not her fault. Adopted parents.
Yeah. She killed her true parents. Mm-mm-mm.
Okay. birth, adopted, Jenna.
Fucking with Catherine. She did something to piss her off.
And that was Klaus, too. He made her into a vampire.
Klaus made her into a vampire?
For the Sun and Moon curse.
Oh, yeah.
And then... Wow, when you really look back on it, a lot of stuff has happened.
Yo, the fact that Caroline fucked Klaus after she did that to Aunt Jenna is crazy.
Oh, I'm just now thinking about this. I know you're mad at Elena for going to Stefan and Damon, but how are you not mad at Caroline for doing Klaus for after all the things he's done? Because if you look at it, it's still kind of a moral issue in there. Thoughts?
Well, they're not dating. They're and Klaus.
No, like sleep together, though.
Oh, sleep together? Well, Caroline, as we see in this show often, was horny for some reason. And apparently, so was Klaus. So that was just a random hookup. And they had a whole dialogue session beforehand, like, you will not tell anybody. I will not tell a soul. I'll leave and never come back.
All right. That is not how they talked or what happened. All he said was, be honest with me.
And
I thought she was just going to kiss him. I honestly forgot about the whole sleeping
You know
part.
Caroline in the woods? Whenever she's in the woods, I'm like, uh-oh. Right, watch out now.
What do you think anything's going to happen with Caroline and Enzo?
Nah. Well, I don't know, probably. If she can't get to close.
If she can't get to close. Or if
she ran back in the house, they were like, where were you? And she pulled the leaf out of her hair.
Yo, and threw it and was like, yeah. Oh, got lost. Like, shut up, Caroline. Like,
what? Bro, you got lost?
Oh, my gosh.
That show is hilarious. I mean, that show, some parts are good. The shots in that show are fucking immaculate, bro. Like, oh my God. They're some of the best shots I've ever seen. And they're subtle, too. It's just like, oh, that is nice.
Hey, Dale. You make me appreciate that more. See, me, I'm just like a watcher. But looking at it, it's like, that was like really cool. And cinematic.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't compliment you. Have nothing to say to that, eh?
The Chiefs and the 49ers are going to the Super Bowl.
For some reason.
I lost $10 on both those and that F championship games. Wait. On the AFC and the NFC championship game.
F championship games.
Because I left the F and the A and the A and the N out.
I got the 49ers winning. Or I hope the 49ers
win. Yeah, bro. If the Chiefs win, I'll break the TV.
Whose TV?
Whoever Super Bowl party we're at. If anybody,
I know, even, right? Is anybody even doing anything? Like,
forget
these teams.
I'll ask my aunt. Well, as Eagles fans, we hate the 49ers and we hate the Chiefs. However,
so y'all probably not doing anything.
However, I hate the Chiefs more than I hate the 49ers. So I'll root for San Francisco.
I'll root for San Francisco.
And you know what? I hope they win, because I'm putting $10 on that game against your brother.
You got to pick first?
No, we got to play a game of Madden.
Mm. Which I probably... It's easy to win in Madden, though. Not that I know.
Yeah!
Because I haven't played it, but just watching you play, it looks pretty easy.
Then play me, then.
Not right now.
Not right now, but I'll bust your ass.
Okay, baby.
Alright.
Alright. Should we wrap this up?
Yeah, we can.
Buttercup.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Connecting with Your Higher Self.
I'm Chris.
I'm Alicia.
And we are so thankful for you. Sorry, that was bad.
Alright, I'm gonna hang up.
Hang up.
Yeah.
Bye, guys. Thanks for listening.
Call you later.